here at the Combine, now joined by ESPN's Todd McShay. Todd, we know that you do a lot of mock drafts. What do you see as some of the Broncos' needs there at the end of the first round?
Offensive line is one area. Talk about interior offensive line. This year's class, Cam Irving, is a good example of a guy that I think that's underrated at this point from Florida State, moved in from left tackle to center and really had a great second half of the season. And I think he has all the reminds me a little bit of Matt Burke in terms of mobility and the long arms. I think he's going to be a really good player. Free agency right now, there's so much up in the air. Who's going to be re-signed? Is it tight end? Is it wide receiver? I think free agency will sort some things out. But I think offensive line is an area they need to continue to get deeper and maybe find a starter.
If the Broncos aren't able to sign a guy like Julius Thomas, mm-hmm. how do you see this year's tight ends class? A lot of people talking Max Williams, guys like that.
It's not very good. It's not very deep, I should say. Max Williams is a second-round grade. He's not an exceptional talent in terms of the explosiveness, but he's a really good player. And I think he could, because this class isn't great in the first round, he could sneak into that second half of the first-round range. And after that, Clive Walford from Miami, I think, is the second-best tight end in this class. The big question was his speed. He ran in the 4.7s, which I think helped his cause. He's going to be a second round pick in my estimation. So you've got two guys with Max Williams from Minnesota, Walford from Miami, that will go in the first two rounds. And after that, I think there's a pretty sizable drop off.
And then last question, we'll let you go on this. After the first round, where do you see some guys, maybe some steal picks that the Broncos could get, being further down there?
Well, I think running back, even though not necessarily a need, wide receiver, those are two of the deeper groups. We had 12 guys in the first two rounds a year ago. This year, I think maybe up to 9 or 10. And I think you can get some really good players that are going to wind up falling. You look at a Breshad Perriman, who's getting a lot of attention right now, could move into that second round range. That's going to bump some other really good receivers down. Jamison Crowder is a good example from Duke. Rashard Green from Florida State is a quicker slot receiver. So there's a lot of good players at receiver, at running back, and on the defensive side, edge rushers, whether it's defensive end, outside linebacker. I think there's a lot of talent and a lot more depth there than normal.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.